On today's KHSU Magazine, we'll be talking about Wiat Day with Wiat Tribal Chair Ted Hernandez. On August 25th, the Wiat Tribe will host Wiat Day at Table Bluff Reservation, and Ted's going to tell us about it. Welcome so much, Ted.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Not a problem.
So what is Wiat Day?
So Wiat Day is basically, it's a day where we honor our elders and our veterans. And, you know, it started out as basically, when we first did Wiat Days, it was for Indigenous Days. But then we moved it to match it with our elders. So we honor our elders the same day, as well as our veterans.
How long have you been doing Wiat Day?
Wiat Day, I think we've been doing for about at least the last 15 years, probably.
Okay. And so what happens at Wiat Day for people who've never been?
So what usually happens for Wiat Day is that we usually have our traditional dancers there. We have our Wiat dancers there who do a demonstration on brush dances. Then we have other dancers that come out and join us. We have usually Round Valley Covelo dancers come out and join us. We have Jai Kibbe and his family that usually come out and join us with their traditional dances, as well as other dancers that show their parts of their world and their ceremonies.
Oh, that sounds great. And then I know you got stick games and card tournaments,
too. So this year is going to be like our first year we're going to try to put together a stick tournament. So if there's any teams out there that would like to come join, you know, contact Hazel James at the tribal office. And I think our age brackets are going to start from 8 and up, 8 years old to adults.
I've seen what I think was a stick game. I'm not sure, because it was played with sticks, right?
Correct.
And can you describe how that game works? Because it was a bit mysterious to me, but it looked like a lot of fun.
So sticks is basically a traditional game that we play, and it's with two sticks, usually made out of either hazel or mock orange, or, you know, where the players can get to make their sticks, and they have a hook at the end. And there's a tassel, which they use, and each team tries to get the tassel to the end of the field to score points. And, you know, basically what it is, it's like a form, like I used to tell people, it's different. It's, you know, there's some wrestling involved. There's some running, you know, there's a lot of running, especially for the youngsters, you know, because you have to score at a long distance of a field. So basically it's like a bunch of sports combined, I would say, you know.
Yeah, like rugby and wrestling or
pretty
something.
Pretty much, almost.
It's a tough one. And then the card game is played with sticks as well, right?
Right. They're sticks, and you have your ace in it, and the other opposing team tries to guess which hand the ace is in order to win. And, you know, this is going to be our second year doing that. And it turned out pretty well last year when we did it.
Well, it looked, from what I could just observe, I didn't really know what was going on, but there's singing and drumming going on with the card games, and it seems like they're trying to psych each other out a little bit.
That's pretty much what it's, okay. Yeah, they're doing, yeah. It's trying to confuse other players and trying to, you know, guess where the ace is at. And, you know, then when they're drumming, you know, that's asking them for their medicine and their powers to, you know, to hide that ace.
Are you going to be having your usual delicious salmon dinner? Is there enough salmon for that?
We're working on a salmon dinner, and we are going to have our traditional salmon dinner. So we are be cooking them on the river sticks on the pit. So, yeah, we're pretty sure we're going to have a salmon this year for everybody.
Yeah, I know some years it's hard to know, unfortunately, if there's going to be enough salmon. But I hope you do.
No, we are planning on having enough salmon for everybody. So we may have to go on an outside resource to get some, but we are going to have some fresh salmon for everybody to have.
That's great. And so this is Saturday, August 25th, and this is open to
the public. It's open to everybody. Everybody's more than welcome to come out. It's at Table Bluff Reservation in the back 40, which we call All My Relations. And how to get there is you come through Hookton Road, and then you're going to turn left on Phelan. No, wait, let me get my direction straight. You're going to turn right on Phelan. And there's going to be signs that direct you how to get to Wiat Day, to the backfields.
Okay, yeah, and there's a good crowd there. You can sometimes just follow the cars,
usually,
too.
Usually that's how it works, too. A lot of people follow the cars in there, or if not, they come onto the reservation, and we direct them from the reservation how to get out there.
Yeah, well, Table Bluff is so beautiful.
That's it
such
is.
A really magical place just in and of itself. So, and it sounds like it's going to be a really special day. What's the importance for the tribe to celebrate this day and to open it up to the community?
No, so it's important to us because this is a day that we actually get to honor our elders for, you know, for what they did in the past and what they're still doing today. And a lot of elders are still doing a lot today to keep the tribe moving forward. And we can't forget about our elders because they're the ones that have, you know, got us to where we're at. And especially the stories they have to keep our culture and our traditions alive. You know, a lot is dependent on our elders and the stories. So, you know, this is a good day to say thank you to them and honor them for what they've done for us, you know, the younger generation, because they did a lot. You know, they brought us back out of termination and, you know, they got us to where we're at today. And the tribe wouldn't be there if it wasn't for our elders.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a lovely reason to do it.
It is.
And it's a great opportunity for members of the community to come in and participate and experience the culture of the place where we live as well.
No, it is. And you know, and it's the best part is that when, you know, our elders come out, you know, the younger generation get out there and they start hearing the stories, and it's a chance where people get to come and visit with each other that they haven't seen in a long time, you know, and see how everybody's doing. So it's a great time to come out and just visit with everybody and see how everybody's doing and see what's going on with everybody's lives, because usually, you know, they find relatives that they haven't seen in a long time. They sit there and they talk forever, and it's like, you know, that's the good part about it.
Yeah, kind of like a big family reunion in a way.
It is. Basically, that's what it is, a big family reunion. Everybody comes out and enjoys the day. You know, they get to enjoy the kids sliding down the hill on the cardboard. You know,
yeah.
it's a
that's
great
a great
day.
Hill.
It is.
Too bad you don't get any snow out there, because right. That would be perfect. But it sounds like you make do. Ted, you've also, the We Out Tribe has a lot going on, and definitely, you know, there's a lot happening on We Out land. But you all have been working for years to clean up Indian Island and to make that your ceremonial space again, as I understand it. Are there any of the latest developments, or do you want to recap, like, kind of what the tribe has undertaken to clean up the kind of toxic environment that Indian Island had become?
Well, the portion that the tribe owns right now, that is, you know, 100% clean. We were able to get that bill of health, you know, the good bill of health back in 2012. And it was, and thanks to our natural resource department that did this, and we were able to get a hold of EPA funds and EPA, and then, you know, the federal EPA coming out and helping us. We were finally able to get that all cleaned up. And then in 2014, we were able to hold our ceremony, the World Renewal Ceremony, which wasn't completed in 1860. And, you know, right now we're just focusing on the other half.
The other half of the island?
Yes.
I know that was for sale for a while, or there was talks about that. How are you all focusing on the other half?
Well, like I tell everybody, you know, the We Out Tribe and the city of Eureka have a good rapport together. And I think we've been working well on this project together. And I can't thank the city of Eureka's council enough for where they're moving forward with this. And, you know, both parties have been working really hard on this. And I see positive coming out of this, and it's moving forward like it should. And, you know, I can really say more on it.
Okay.
And, you know, but it's a good team relationship that we have with the city of Eureka. And, you know, there's not that many cities that work with tribes to give back ceremonial lands.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, it is a beautiful thing. I remember when it happened, I was at the presentation the day that Cheryl Seidner, your predecessor as tribal chair, canoed across the bay.
Well, that was when that happened, that was one of the most awesomest days that we had, you know, and to see Cheryl canoe across and some of our younger guys now canoe with her, and then having our young ladies waiting across for her to arrive, you know, that was a pretty amazing sight.
Yeah. Well, I wish you many, many more amazing sights like that, for sure. And aside from Indian Island, or in addition to Indian Island, what are your hopes and goals for the tribe as tribal chair of the We Out Tribe? What do you hope for the tribe and this community in the next 5-10 years?
What I, you know, like I always tell my kids is that, you know, what I hope for is that the tribe and the community continue to work together because we all live in the same lands. You know, even though we are on Wiat land, we all share this natural resource. We all share the beauty that surrounds us. And, you know, we're all here to put together this, to take care of the lands that he has given us to take care of. And, you know, that's the whole community. You know, we are in a new age now, and we need to move forward and continue to take care of what he given us to take care of. And that's all of us together. You know, it's all of us, not just the Wiat tribe, but it's all of us that live here on these lands. Or we are here to manage and take care of what he gives us, because that's the important part of it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. How can people engage with the Wiat tribe and to achieve these efforts?
One is, you know, come out to our Wiat days, for example. Come out and see what we have going on. Come out and talk to us and see what they can do to help us, because we're always looking for volunteers to help us. We're always looking for assistance, and that's the best way to do it is come out to Wiat days, or even just call the office and talk to our tribal administrator, Michelle Vassell, or, you know, natural resource director, Tim Nelson. You know, come out and just talk to us, and, you know, we can find, you know, things for people to help us with. And we're always looking for that assistance because, you know, it's not a bad thing to help. And we're always looking.
Yeah, it's a good thing to help. Mm-hmm. I know you've had cleanup days at Indian Island. And then you also do a lot of helping yourself, do educational programs, environmental educational programs, language programs, youth programs, and things like that, too. The tribe seems to have a real holistic approach to life at Table Bluff.
I think that's, you know, beyond. You hit the key points right there. I think that's the most important part is teaching the people that now live here on the lands the culture of the Wiat people, because we were a very praying people. We are, you know, we were here to take care of what Creator gave us, and we want to share that. You know, we want to make sure everybody understands where they live is important, because this is the center of the world for us, and we want to make sure that everybody understands, you know, this is where you're at now. You're in our center of our world. You know, we welcome you here, but you have to take care of what he given us as well. It's just not us now, it's you as well.
Right, thank you. Well, can you remind folks what Wiat land encompasses?
So Wiat boundaries go from Bear Mountain Ridge up to Little River up to Berry Summit. I mean, we have this very, very incorporated area, and it's, you know, it's land that we have to take care of, and it's a big boundary that we have to take care of. So there's a lot of people that live in all these boundaries that need to help us take care of this as well.
Right. This is a kind of a big metropolitan area of northwestern California,
it
too.
Is.
So people can come out to Wiat Day. That's Saturday, August 25th at the Table Bluff Reservation in Lolita, California. And then go to your website or your Facebook page for more information, right?
Correct. They can go to our website. It's wiat.us. Or they can go to the Facebook page. We have Wiat Days. And then it's also on our Wiat Tribe Facebook page as well. And, you know, if you want more information about Wiat Days, also feel free to contact Hazel James at the tribal office, and she can explain more about Wiat Days. But it's just a day where we all come out, enjoy the day with each other, and just be able to spend time together and enjoy, you know, cultures and traditions together.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Ted Hernandez, Wiat Tribal Chair, for coming in today and for opening up the Table Bluff Reservation on August 25th and many other days too, for the community to really understand better where we live.
Thank you.
And coming up next, we'll have an interview with Kutcha Risling Baldy about her new book, We Are Dancing For You. And that's about the revitalization of
the young lady. Yes. You know, we went to the book signing yesterday. It was a great feeling. I mean, you know, to hear the stories that she's told, especially the young ladies, how important ceremony is to young ladies. It's very important because, you know, like I tell people in the Wiat culture, is that we rely on our young ladies because they're our other half, and they, you know, they keep us balanced. And, you know, women are important to us because they're our balance. And that's how important it is for a young lady, and their ceremonies are, you know, is always to keep the men balanced. And, you know, it's important for us to remember that.
I was really heartened by her talking about how boys and men are involved with the flower dance, mm-hmm, coming of age ceremony. And how that changes the way men look at women, because it hasn't traditionally always been the safest, most respectful way that men kind of engage with women or think of women. And it sounds like it has a really big impact to have boys and men involved with this coming of age ceremony.
It does. And there is a big importance, because, you know, me having four daughters and a son, you know, we always tell in our family is that, you know, these are your halves. This is, you know, this is who keep you balanced. And you need to respect the women, because, you know, they are the ones that gave birth to us. They're the ones that give us life. And it's important that we take care of them and respect them and protect them, because without them, we would not be here today.
Yeah. Thanks again, Ted Hernandez. WEOT Day is on August 25th.
Thank you.